Welcome to The Creative Shift. My name is Dan Blank, author of the book Be the Gateway and founder of WeGrowMedia.com. Today, I want to talk about healthy habits. And I guess I'll frame these in the idea of healthy creative habits. But as you'll see, these extend beyond what we normally think of as just creativity. So everything I share here are things that I have been working on for myself. And I share that for two ways. One is I want to show you what I'm doing. I don't want this to be theoretical. Here's what one should be doing. But this is literally what I've been working on the last several months and what I'm working on every single day, including today. And I find that often that can be helpful to people because it's more framed in the real world. Because everything I share will be talking about how I try to integrate this into an otherwise busy life. And all of us have really busy lives. And I want to note up front that the healthy habits I talk about that I'm working on are not necessarily the healthy habits that you should be working on. For who you are as a human being, you get to pick whatever you define health as and whatever habits you want to do. So anything I'm talking about here is not what I think anyone else should be doing. It's just what I'm doing to try to fill my life with more positive creative experiences. And that absolutely applies to my creative work, what I write or what I create, but it also applies more broadly. And in the work that I do, I tend to refer to how I help writers and creators as human-centered marketing. It's this idea of focusing on the experiences that matter. So if someone has a book or, you know, they're releasing a book, it's not just about how do I get a product into the market. It's somewhat we focus on, but it's also how do we create a meaningful experience in that process for you as the writer where you grow and for how you connect with readers to do so in a way that just fills you up with joy inside. And I can tell you there's a big difference between getting a little number going higher. Oh, yesterday I had 461 followers. Today I have 462. Just a number going up by one versus, oh my gosh, I had the best conversation with a reader. This is why I'm writing. This is why I do what I do. So for the healthy habits, I have about 10 of them. I was sort of like, well, what am I working on? So let's go through them. So the first is to write. And this might seem obvious for someone who thinks of themselves as a creative person and where writing is the primary creative outlet. And I'm lucky. I grew up as the art kid. I went to art school really young, starting at age 5. I was the artistic kid my whole life. Personally, in school, outside of school. Not going to go through that. Go to my website, look at my about page if you want. Go to WeGrowMedia.com and look at the about page. But I will say that it's something that has to be intentional. I would love if I could just wake up every day and just, oh my gosh, I'm already just dreaming about writing. I can't wait to get in front of Scrivener, which is the app I use, and start writing or keep working on the next book. But like all of you, I wake up and there are lots and lots of responsibilities and things that capture my attention. And some of them are really important. My family and my kids and my wife and my health and my work and email and social media and news and all of that. And I find that it's important to be intentional around this. So for me, one way that I do this with really most or many of these healthy habits is I schedule it. Every morning in my calendar, the first thing of the day is write to book. It's a 7-day-a-week recurring calendar item. And I don't set crazy expectations for myself or big expectations for myself. I don't have to write for 3 hours or 4 hours. As long as I open the file, as long as I do some writing and editing, as long as I feel like I've pushed this forward, I know that I've done more than most people or more than I did before in terms of writing. So doing creative work, any amount of creative work, for me, it's every day. I'm good with daily habits. You might be different. That's the first thing. The second healthy habit is reading. And this is for so many reasons. One is that reading will make me a better writer. Two is that books are beautiful and magical and awesome. And probably like a lot of you, I'm guessing, not putting this on you, but the idea of reading a book is sometimes a little less easy than just scrolling on social media, on news, on a blog, whatever, listen to a podcast, that sort of thing. And I've really thought a lot this year about what it means to read. I will say that with a lot of the healthy habits I had, I'm working on now, some of them I've worked on for year after year. A lot of them did become, to me, my perception anyway, is more challenging after my wife and I had our second kid 4 years ago. Those quiet moments at home where I could just be like, oh, let me just pull out this book and read for 10 minutes just for a break. It became just less easy for me to do that. That's not on my kid. That's on me, 100%. But there's more activity at home, and there's more people at home, more awesome people at home, and there's more I want to do to care for them and to be with them. So it's not necessarily a negative that I had less time to read. There's so much positive, but it's something I noted. And there are so many books I would buy or look at and want to read and wouldn't get to. And then I would notice the opposite, which is, yeah, it's so much easier to go for the scroll or look at YouTube or look at TikTok, something like that. So the ways I'm going about this is I'm trying to detach myself from the idea that the sentimental idea I've always had, which is I love sitting by an open window with a book and a comfy chair. I love that. And you know what? For some reason, right now, that's not working for me in life. So what I've been doing is embracing alternative ways to read. These are really obvious, but number one is Audible, is listening to audiobooks. And these align to some of my other healthy habits. I have found, wow, I'm reading books because I have time to walk and work out, which I'll talk about in a minute. And I'm going through books. I'm reading books. I'm listening to books. And is that the same thing as reading a book? I don't know. I guess that's up for debate. But I can tell you it's better that I've listened to a book all the way through than not read the book at all. So that's one way I'm doing it. Another way I'm doing it is starting to try to embrace digital books. And I think digital books on my phone, which I've always felt, well, that's not ideal. For 1,000 reasons. However, I am trying to find a replacement for the scroll, for waking up and scrolling through the news or social media. There's nothing wrong with the news or social media, but I'm noticing that it's much more me looking for something to be distracted by and me getting distracted rather than me focusing and calming and growing. That's two ways I am making reading a healthy habit. The third is a common one for me. I won't spend a lot of time, but guitar. Several years ago, I really made it my mission to finally properly learn how to play guitar. I've written a lot of blog posts about that. There have been a bunch of podcast episodes. And recently, the way I've been doing that is to be working again with what I'm calling my guitar coach. He's a guitar teacher. But it's so much not about the specific things as much about him being there with me and coaching me. We meet every 2 weeks. I go through his lessons and we're taking it really slow. And I found that it has been amazingly life-shifting in terms of my guitar. So playing guitar every day, moving ahead with guitar. So right now we have reading, writing, guitar. The next is walking. Physical activity, and walking is my choice. Not running, not cycling, not swimming, walking. One, I like walking. Two, I spend a lot of time either behind a desk doing the work I do with writers, recording this podcast, or writing, or whatever, or at home with my family. And those are both amazing, awesome things. What it means is I have less cardio work, less work where it's me moving my body holistically for an extended period of time. It's also me getting outside less, especially in the winter. In the summer, it's easy because we have a big garden, there's a big yard, there's kids are going places, there's a reason for all of us to hop in the car and go somewhere. The winter, a little bit less so. So I have a daily walk now, and I've been increasing the length of it. So right now, at the moment of recording this, I'm up to 2.5 miles a day, and I can hear it in my brain already, where it's like, oh, why not push to 3 miles? Just walk a couple more blocks. And sometimes I go to the park because it's beautiful and it's full of nature. A lot of times I just walk around here, I just walk in the neighborhood because it's right there. Because a minute after I say, let's go for a walk, I can be walking. And as I hinted at before, this pairs with my other goal of reading. It has been a really great incentive for me to walk, to think, oh, I will listen to a book while I'm walking. And that feels good. Yeah, it's triggering something that I like doing, which is accomplishing. I like accomplishing things. And finishing a book or reading a book feels like an accomplishment, as does walking. And you know what? If those will motivate me to move my body, that's positive. I think, to me, walking feels like it's really healthy, not just physically, but mentally, to get outside, to take half hour, 45 minutes to myself, to be moving, to be observing things in nature. It feels positive. All right, number 5 is stretching. So I'm going to separate this out from working out, because to me, stretching saves me a lot of pain. I have scoliosis. I've pretty much always had scoliosis, and I sit a lot. And where I've come to now is there are 3 daily exercises that I do that basically save my back from pain. One of them is for scoliosis specifically, to keep my back straight and to keep my back out of pain. The other 2 are for dealing with all the sitting that I do with this work. And I have found that these 3 very, 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 very simple stretches save me so much pain that I sort of almost forgot I was living with. Even something like a long car ride would really have me in pain for a day. Not arduous, sharp pain, just mild, annoying pain. I took a 5.5-hour drive the other day and had 0 pain because I'm doing these boring, quick, daily stretches. So stretching is another healthy habit I'm working on. For you, it would be something totally different. I don't know what it would be. But if you have little pains here and there, look into it. And I have found, for me, I've spent a lot of time with a physical therapist, but I've also found YouTube to be an immense resource. To research, I had a weird pain in my back, a new pain this past year. Finally figured out where it was. I watched dozens upon dozens upon dozens of videos of different stretches for that area. Then when I found the one stretch that worked, I would watch another 10 videos or 20 videos just on different people showing that stretch to figure out the right way to do it. Okay. Working out, that's another one. I don't have big aspirations here. I just know that if I'm working out, that I'm not injuring myself when I bend over to pick something up, when I sit on the floor to play with my kid, when I do yard work and I'm bending in weird ways that I don't realize are weird ways. So I work out, I don't know, I'll say 5 days a week. It's a really light workout. It's not hyper intense. I do think I might want to change that, or I might have more intense days. But I'm working out all the different areas. And again, the idea here is to feel flexible and to prevent injury. Like, those have been my 2 big goals with it. And I know there's so much more I can do with that. Okay, so that is number 6, maybe? Number 7, wait, 1, 2, 3, wait. Writing, reading, guitar, walking, stretching, workout. Yeah, number 7 is meditation, which I think I'm like day 10 into figuring this out. And the idea here is just, because I do like accomplishing things, because between work and family and life, there's always something I feel I can be running to work on. I've wanted to figure out, can I sit still? Can I not be distracted all the time? And I've just heard so many interviews on podcasts where person after person says meditation. So I don't know anything about meditation. But I've said, well, if all these people are saying it, and it's something I feel like I need to relearn how to do, let me give it a shot. And it's been really interesting. I'm on day 10, and how I genuinely feel about it is it's been day 10 of failing at meditation. But I don't think that's unusual. I've heard lots of people say, even people meditated for years, that that's not an uncommon feeling. And it's been neat. I use an app to do that, and I use that because then I don't have to think. I just follow along with the app. I use an app called Waking Up, which I'd heard about before. I'm assuming it's a popular meditation app. I don't really know. But it's easy to just kind of, you know, log in, click play, do it, move on with my day. And it has been neat. There's a little lectures in there too. And it you know, some points that the host is making is sort of like, yeah, you know, this is almost like a workout for your mind. It's not their words, I don't think. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. This idea of being mindful, of knowing how to control my own anxiety or my own thoughts, is probably a good thing. So that's another one. All right, number 8 is business strategy. Now, for anyone who has any kind of business, or if you're an entrepreneur, if you have like a side business, this is an important one because it's so easy, if you have any kind of quasi-established business, to just keep doing what you're doing because you know how to do it, because it's comfortable, hopefully because it works. And this is something, I mean, I do this every year, especially the last quarter of the year. But really focusing on, let me look at business strategy. Let me look at what is the next level. Let me look at the things that could be better. Not just better in terms of what's comfortable for me or good for my business, really always looking back at my mission. I want to help writers and creators. How can I do that more effectively? So that's something I'm working on. And I think that a lot of people who are going in a situation like this always have that pull where it's easier to just attend to email that's in the inbox and not think high level. So that's another big healthy habit I'm always working on, or I'm working on right now. The next one is friendships. And this has been a big lesson from the last couple of years, obviously, but attending to connections in my life. I find it's obviously so easy to focus on my family, who I love so much. They're the thing that matters more to me than anything else. And to focus on the people that happen to be intersecting with your life in that moment. And for, I think, a lot of people who are parents, it tends to be maybe the other parents that your kids are around. Or if you work somewhere, it's the people you work with. Something I've been giving a lot of thought to this year is how to attend to friendships. And I think that can include extended family as well, like cousins, aunts, uncles, that sort of thing. And I find that I have to work on that, that I can't just, or I shouldn't just rely on it happening naturally. Because there are people that I just think are so amazing, who I have some level of friendship or connection to. And I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been years since we've talked, or our natural circles have moved into different directions, so we don't have a reason to naturally connect. I'm going to make that effort to connect. And that's something I want to work on, and I think it's healthy, not just for now. I think this is a healthy habit for 5 or 10 or 20 years down the road, to have friendships, to have experiences with people, and to work on that. Okay, the next one is having experiences with family. You know, I have a young family, love them so much, and it's something that I do have to remind myself of, which is to have experiences with them. Not just the moments every day, which is something I really love. I kind of optimize for those everyday moments, but to do more things that are experiences that will give us all a shared new experience. That's all I have to say about that. And last is just sharing. This is what I do every day with writers, the idea of encouraging people who create to share, because magic happens there. And this is something that I have to work on for myself. Everything I teach or work on with my clients is stuff that they are processes I use for myself. And even right now, making this podcast, it was something where I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if the healthy habits idea is fleshed out enough, or maybe I'll do one from this other topic. You know what? It's the last week of the year. I don't even think anyone's expecting a podcast. Maybe I don't have to do anything this week. And I was reminded that, you know, share, show up for people, share what is authentically happening in your life. And I think that that is a critically important way to really live up to what it means to create and then create meaning around what you do, which is by sharing it. So here I am with this podcast. Those are the healthy habits I've been working on. Many of them are daily habits because that works best for me. As I said earlier, your habits that you define as being healthy will be totally different for you. They will be different, and how you do them will be different as well. But I do want to encourage you to think about what would a healthy creative habit be for you, whether it's directly aligned to creative work or it's something that's an underlying habit. To me, if I'm walking, then I'm calming myself. When I'm calming myself, I can get more clarity. When I'm not in pain, when my back is not in pain, that is a thing that will help me make more time to play guitar or make me less distracted so I can write my book. All of this is mixed together to me. I would love to hear about any healthy habits that you've been working on or want to be working on next year. You can always reach out to me at dan@wegrowmedia.com. You can connect with me on social media at Dan Blank or find me on my website at wegrowmedia.com. If you are listening to this, you can watch a video of this podcast by going to wegrowmedia.com and clicking on podcasts. All right. Thank you so much for listening until the end.